We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Tim of the Morning Now, 8:49 here on this Wednesday morning. KNS has breaking news. Madrid's emergency services say rescue teams, firefighters, and police are working in a central area of the Spanish capital following an explosion that witnesses described as extremely loud. Videos and images shared on social media showed a tower of smoke coming out from a building and rubble scattered in a central street of Madrid. Spanish public broadcaster TVE said the explosion took place in a building near a nursing home. Once a person who lives near the Puerto de told the Associated Press that she heard a loud explosion. That's in Madrid. Now, three big things. A proposed anti-abortion amendment has cleared its first hurdle in the Kansas legislature, passing the Senate Judiciary Committee. Inauguration Day security is tight in Washington, D.C. and all the state capitals. Joe Biden will be sworn in as 46th U.S. President today, hoping to strike a unifying tone. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Today and for the rest of the week, we've got KDOT crews. They're going to be working on those can drive and which way cameras on the highways out there. It is going to require some lane closures for them to do so. So again, along the Wichita highways from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. this week, watch out for those Kansas Department of Transportation crews working on those cameras out there this week. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 56 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 31. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 58 tomorrow. Now mostly cloudy, 25 degrees. We have a south wind at 9 miles per hour. President Trump's younger daughter makes a big announcement. United Health is reporting a fourth quarter profit of $2.21 billion, easily beating most expectations despite costs affiliated with the COVID-19 pandemic. Per share earnings were $2.33. But if one-time costs and charges are taken into account, earnings for the Minnesota company were $2.52, well above Wall Street. And I'm glad to see, Ted, that our Entercom health provider, United Health, is making a big, big profit.
Sweet.
It's always good to know that our premiums are well spent to take care of. All right, let's take a look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Nextus has announced some new board members. The entrepreneurial organization has added some well-known local names as it looks to expand its reach and impact in 2021. New board members include SBA, that's Small Business Administration District Director Wayne Bell, WSU Vice President K. Monk Morgan, and Luis Rodriguez, president of Wichita Software and company Keycentrics. The organization has also added Kate Duxler as director of strategic partnerships. Entrepreneurship during the pandemic, a Wichita woman has just opened a spray tanning salon called Spray Me Golden.
Let's go.
Yeah. Elena Minoshima has been operating for 4 years inside salons and spas around town. Now she is leasing a 1,400-square-foot space at Crestview Plaza at Central and 127th Street East. Minoshima says her customer base has been supportive, and she got a Spark grant from the state.
Nice.
How about that?
Yeah, good.
A former administrator at the University of Kansas Medical Center has been charged with embezzling $500,000 from the KU Medical Center's credit union. Michael Ahlers is accused of bank fraud for diverting the money between 2009 and 2015. U.S. attorney says he generated invoices outside of the Med Center's financial systems, then withdrew funds from the credit union. Ahlers was an administrator for the Department of Occupational Therapy Education. So there's some news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal.
These people that embezzle always, I guess they always think,
nobody's going to catch
it. This is foolproof. No one's ever going to catch
it. And I really don't understand that because even in the smallest businesses I've been in, there's been somebody's doing the books every day. Somebody's got their finger on what's going on. And you get in these bigger organizations, the accountants are going to find it. That's what they do. That's what they're good at. They're going to find these kind of discrepancies sooner or later, and then you're going to be in big trouble. Okay. Last night, my wife, St. Shelley, whipped up a quiche. I know that sounds kind of snobbish, I guess, but quiche is a good dish. It's made out of eggs, and they're whipped up, and they're really nice and fluffy, and she had some cream cheese in there, and she had some green onions.
That sounds tasty.
It was tasty. Yeah, she made that before, but last night she fixed me up. It was great. I loved it.
So, nice.
Trying to eat healthy and eat at home as much as we can here, as everybody else is, I guess, during this pandemic that's going on. All right, coming up on 8:55, Steve and Ted. Today is, by the way, National Disc Jockey Day. DJ for short, person who plays recorded music either on the radio or at a club or an event. Of course, nobody plays discs anymore, but they went away in radio about in the 1980s.
Quite a while ago.
But now vinyl's making a comeback.
There's still music to be played out there, and DJs are doing it.
There's probably some DJs operating at home with their own vinyl and their own turntables there. What do you think, Ted? National Disc Jockey Day. All right, we've got the Glenn Beck program coming up this morning just after 9 o'clock. And one of his guests is law professor Alan Dershowitz. And Dershowitz is going to have some thoughts on impeachment. That's coming up with Glenn Beck. 9 o'clock, top of the hour news. Joe Biden to be sworn in as 46th U.S. president today. That's the news at 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. Mostly cloudy now and 25 degrees.
Get Wichita Business Journal up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.